When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The Be Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com, find a contractor near you, and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. And this is our Friday Vodka Red Bull. It's a Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Well, we had to make some changes to the show today. We're getting the governor going to come on at 1:15, get his takes. He has five great games we're going to get him to choose from. And then on top of that now, we're moving it. We normally at 1 o'clock we'll be doing Ask B. Mitch Anything, but we're going to do that right now. 1-800-636-1067. Get the call in. Ask me any questions that you want. It could be football related, golf, beating up Jeff. If you want some type of relationship advice, I may have some for you. Hell, Steve Harvey giving it. He's been divorced multiple times. I'm sure I can give it to you. I hadn't been divorced yet. So let's just figure this thing out. And we'll take your phone calls as you come in. But any one of you in there have something to ask. Because, Lanfer, you always trying to ask questions when I'm leaving.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions, B-Mitch. Which one you want first? Question one or question two?
Give me all. I'll take them both at the same time.
All right. Whenever you were playing in a game, if you ever fumbled, like, what would you say to teammates when you got back to the sideline?
I just took blame for it. It was my fault. I won't let it happen again, you know. And think about it, you got to move on. People talk so much about cornerbacks having that mindset where they let things go. But, hell, no matter who you are, you make the mistake, you probably know what you did wrong. You correct it, and you get on the football field, you go full speed. Because if you let it bother you over and over again, it snowballs. You know, you start thinking about what you were doing, and you're just guessing. Nah, the best thing to do, my fault, own it and move past it. Because if you don't move past it, it might just stay there, and it's going to halter. It's going to hinder you and make you mess up.
All right, second question. What's your favorite type of soda?
Favorite type of soda? If I ever drink soda, I want a Mountain Dew. Because I love the energy it gives me.
Now, do you just go like regular Mountain Dew, or are you like Baja Blast?
They got that new one, the Blast. I love that one. Because, you know, it's like, you know, people drink energy drinks. Get you a Mellow Yellow or a damn Mountain Dew. You got more energy in those things than they do in those energy drinks. And then they don't add all that extra stuff that may cause you problems later on. All right? Let's go to the phone lines, Landfill. Who I have coming up first?
Harold in D.C.
Harold, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, B-Mitch. How you doing, man?
This
is about Jeff's song.
All right.
So I needed to know if Jeff owed me a cup of coffee, because I'm listening to the song, and when he say, "We got Marshawn and A.J. can't bully him," I spit coffee all over my windshield. I'm not asking him to clean my car, but he need to at least reimburse my car.
Why? You know, if Jeff is a comedian by trade, I hear, his name is Jeff Too Funny. So if you know Jeff is going to say something, you can't be drinking coffee while you're listening to him.
I'll take that. I guess I won't get.
You know what? But I
coffee,
think he should have to buy. Wait, did you get a coffee from like Starbucks, one of them expensive coffees?
No, I don't do expensive coffee, man. That coffee costs more than $3. I can't get it.
Okay, well, I was gonna say if it was one of those, he owes you a coffee. But if it's another one, you probably got.
Well, yeah, I got one of the $15 ones.
If it's another one, you probably got that still in the pot.
All right, I appreciate you, BJ.
All right, brother, take care, man. Jeff, you owe Harold coffee. Because he spit his coffee all over the window when you said, you know, we got Marshawn and AJ can't bully him.
Oh, yeah, I got him on December 32nd.
Never. All right, what's next, Landfill?
Let's go to Jupe.
Uh-oh, Jupe, what's happening, brother?
What's happening, B-Miss? Hey, this is my question for you. How did you go about preparing yourself mentally and physically for different weather conditions, like it's cold, hot, snow, rainy? You know, how did you prepare yourself for that?
It was like the mental thing. Hell, I always felt like if the other team and the people I'm going against are playing in the same weather, they have no advantage over me. I have no advantage over them. Let's just go play the game. But I would make sure I had the right shoes on. And if we had like the weather that we were going to be having that weekend, I'm going to try out multiple spikes. But after I hit my third year, I never changed the quarter screw-ins when we were on grass. And I always wore the exact same cleats when we were on field turf or AstroTurf. And I had no issues with it because I just felt you had to slow down just a tidbit. And I'm not saying if you run a 4.4, you slow down to a 4.9. You slow down to a 4.45 or a 4.5. And you be able to set yourself when you get ready to cut. None of that stuff bothers you when it's like when it's wet, it bothers you when you cut because you can slide. But if you keep your weight all under you and your feet under you, you don't slide. But when it began to be below 30 and stuff like that, that's just a manhood thing. You know, if you feel you can do it, you can do it. Because like I said, I wore sleeves my first year. Monty Coleman cut my sleeves off. And I never wore sleeves since that. So the rest of my career, because you know, if I'm out there with like in the sleeve you wear so damn thin, they're not really helping you. You know, when you get to the sideline, sit on the heated bench, turn the jacket backwards. You keep all the heat in and you get back out to run again. But it was more about to make sure you had the right equipment to go out there and deal with the situation. But you got to gut through it if it was like the cold weather or when it got extremely hot. You got to start drinking water early. If you're going over to Denver, you don't wait till you get to Denver to start drinking, which helps you in the altitude. You drink your water a week and a half, 2 weeks prior to getting there.
Gotcha. Yep. All right. Appreciate it, B-Mitch.
All right, brother. Take care, Drew. Next, Leftfield.
Let's go to Ben in Bethesda.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ben in Bethesda. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch? Happy Friday.
Same to you, brother.
Yeah, I kind of asked you to go away from football for a minute. I was going to see if you were a beach guy, and if there was, like, a favorite beach that you like going to. My wife and I are hating this weather. It's cold. It's nasty. We're thinking about going somewhere nice at a beach. Want to see what B-Mitch's favorite beach is. And then one short football question, a single answer. Who do you think is the number one wide receiver in the NFL? I go Jamar Chase, but I'm curious what your thoughts.
I'm going with Jamar Chase right now. No. I'm going with Jefferson right now. I'll go with Chase if he has a few more years of it. Because I think what they feed both of them, but they go to Chase a lot. You know, both of them are good. I can say, hell, they 1A, 1B. But my favorite beach is the beach at the Grand Wailea in Hawaii. I just love, like, you can sit on the beach and you watch all the whales and all that different stuff out there doing their thing. But I went there for 17 straight years, I think it was. And never had a bad day when I was there, so it's always been good to me, and I absolutely love it. So, but it just takes so damn long to get there. Who we got next, Leverell?
Steve in Fairfax.
Let's go to Fairfax. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, B. Mitch, happy holidays.
Same to you, brother.
Hey, just curious to know, you had mentioned earlier, you know, about, you know, you thinking that the team will eventually get to RFK. Just one of your thoughts about that. Why do you think eventually they'll get there one way or another? I know, you know, this ownership group is a lot better than what we had before. And I know you have dealings with them, and, you know, there's cool people there, and hopefully that, you know, one day we'll eventually get there. But what makes you so confident, or, you know?
Well, it's a feeling and a belief. I just think that you get a guy like Josh and his group come in. They are very, very respectful people. They respect others. They have said they want to be there. And based off of what I've seen, it's a lot of people that work, even on Capitol Hill, want that team back in the city. But I listened to all this stuff yesterday, and I saw what it was. It was like people want to make things be pushed back just a little so they can say that they got it done. They're playing politics, you know. But I normally believe that the people that are very respectful in that world, when they get that amount of money, they normally get what they want. And it's not because you go strong on nobody, but people feel good about working with you. You know what I mean? And I don't think they ever felt good about working with Dan.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. You know, that's the only reason. And I would, like JP states it as well. I really believe that a stadium in D.C. will do a lot for the economy in D.C. And I'm not just talking about football. That's 10 games. But what if you happen to get some extra playoff games here? What if you happen to get the Super Bowl here? What if the World Cup comes through here? How about, you know, you get all those different, the Olympics. And, hell, you can have a tractor, what's the big trucks, the Bigfoot truck and all that. They do that stuff all the time in these big stadiums. If you get all that stuff here, it could change up a lot of stuff. So I know how people think about, oh, I don't want to do this. Hey, if you get all those other things coming in, it'll roll and drop a lot of dollars in this area. I guarantee you that. And then, yeah, we may be able to get some other things later on. Let's go, Lanford. What we got next?
We got Rocky in Baltimore.
Baltimore. Rocky, what's up?
Hey, what's up, B-Bench? How you doing?
Hey, you know what? Jeff was talking about Rocky. He didn't mean you. He talked about that Rocky in Philly.
I'm a Commanders fan. You know, I'm actually from Richmond. But anyway.
Oh, cool.
So I got two questions. One question, I'm going to make them quick. You know, Michael Vick, you know, he took the job for Norfolk State. I was wondering, you know, if future coaches, you know, possibly, do you think they could possibly, like, change the landscape of recruiting, like, have more top recruits come to HBCUs and make it kind of almost a balanced playing field with Power Five schools? That'd be my first question.
Well, I can tell you this. I think if you get a guy like a Michael Vick there, they will get some people that they wouldn't ordinarily get. But ultimately, in this thing, the way you're going to compete, it's going to come down to this NIL thing is real, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's real. But right. I also know this. One school can't get everybody. And as much as people say you could come, I'm going to give you some money, guys want to play. You hear what I'm saying? So if they're not playing at a school they go to, the transfer portal is bigger than the NIL because guys are jumping in and out of that thing. You know, they influence some people, but you're going to still have to play on that field that they're playing. And I understand you would never probably get some of the money of some of the Power Five conferences, but just giving somebody something and a chance and an opportunity will make a difference.
Right. Okay. My last question would be, you know, what would be the, one of the biggest, because, you know, me being a Commanders fan, I've been a Commanders fan since probably 2004 around that range. And I see a lot of different fans as far as, you know, they nitpick or what's going on and stuff like that. What's a pet peeve? What's your pet peeve on this fan base as far as, you know, what we're good?
Exactly what you just said. They judge this group based off of what they saw. Or if somebody didn't pick the person that they wanted to pick, they nitpick on everything that goes on. My thing is, if you're a fan, you're a fan. You know, I could want a player, and if they don't draft him, fine. The people that they draft, I'm going to pull for them. But don't be sitting up here knocking somebody just because they didn't pick the guy you wanted.
Right.
Yeah. So
I appreciate
that. Annoys
that.
The
Thank
hell
you.
Out of me.
Yeah, I know. It annoys me too.
If
for
you
real.
Listen to me on a daily basis, I drop some little hints in. I drop some hints about people on the line. They know what I'm talking about. I just don't say their names. I try to be nice.
I feel you. Nah, I'll be watching y'all every day though. So I mean, I'm constantly, you know, be seeing gems and stuff. So I appreciate you. Thank you for keeping it real 100% because a lot of these, you know, sports reality, like they, you know, they don't, I don't know. I feel like they censor themselves. Knowing you, you don't censor yourself. You tell it how it is.
If you truly believe, you know, as strong as you can, you're good. You don't have to remember it because you don't tell a lie. All right, man. Appreciate you. All right, we're going to take us a quick break here. When we get back, we're going to continue with Ask B. Mitch Anything. 1-800-636-1067.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.